On the morning of April 25th, 1862, a U.S. fleet steamed towards New Orleans. Quickly brushing aside Confederate batteries just below the city, the warships approached the largest city in the South just before noon. The sailors strove to catch a glimpse of the city, but smoke from 100 fires filled the air as Confederates burned anything that might be of value to the United States. Some Confederate patriots set ships alight and cast them adrift on the river, while others scuttled the massive dry docks on the West Bank or consigned cotton to the flames. Angry men burst open barrels of sugar and molasses and poured their contents into the gutters. Maps and globes are snapshots of the ordered arrangement of land and water. They are a cartographer's still life, but they yield little information about the Earth's dynamic nature. Two relatively thin but interrelated shells cover the surface of the Earth. The atmosphere, essentially the air, which supports the higher forms of life on this planet, and the hydrosphere, the Earth's water. Each has different physical properties that account for their unique natures, but also their propensity to interact.